Too Much Rock Podcast number 795. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and play my favorite track from each. We start with one there from Strawberry Generation from Providence, Rhode Island. The song is called Lying to Lauren, and it's on the band's album Afloat, which came out back in February of 2020 on Sunday Records. Been looking for that one for a very long time. Just an excellent combination there of indie pop, maybe a little twee, maybe a little bit of dream pop. All of it coming together very, very well. I got music for you this week, and it's kind of all over the map. Got some indie rock here from Velocity Girl. The song is called I Know Exactly What You Mean.
Thank you.
And that is a perfect Too Much Rock record right there. That is High School with the song She's So Mean. It's on the band's album Freshman 15, which Dirt Cult Records put out back in 2023. Though the San Francisco band was only around from, I think, 2005 to 2007, the drummer got everyone back together in the studio, or at least most of the band back together in the studio in 2020 during COVID, and recorded that album for posterity's sake. And I'm sure glad they did. It's just perfect there, kind of that Transvision Vamp or Nikki and the Corvettes or Josie Cotton sort of feel to it. Just perfect power pop, heavy on the pop. And then before that, we heard from Velocity Girl from Washington, D.C., and the song I Know Exactly What You Mean. That one is from a new collection called 1989 to 1992 that Slumberland Records put out last week, August 28th. It includes everything the band recorded in that era, including two songs that were recorded in the studio and never released, and that is one of them. And I don't know how that one never got released, because it is absolutely my favorite song on that compilation. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. All right, let's start another set here. I'm going to start this one off in Nashville with Willow Avalon. This song's called Hypothetically Speaking.
Now let me tell you about my best friend. Well, her name is Leanne. And she's married to a dumb man named Carl. Or she was, that is. Hello?
Well, Carl started in with his same old shit all over again. Drunk as a skunk, yelling. And he started coming at me while I was frying his eggs in the kitchen.
Oh, Lord.
And the only thing I had to say to me was that cast iron skillet. And that white tile ain't so white anymore. And he is face down on the kitchen floor.
What?
He ain't moving. And I think he might be dead.
Uh-oh.
And you're the first person I thought to call.
Hypothetically speaking, if you're burying a body, don't you do it in your basement, 'cause that's the first place they'll check. So before you start running, just dial my number. If you've got a little problem, hypothetically speaking.
I did find a letter with a lipstick kiss on it from his secretary, talking about how they're in love and how they're gonna run off together.
Well, that's what you're gonna say, 'cause it's definitely what happened. So get your story straight. Hypothetically speaking, you'll cut them into little pieces. I'm talking real little pieces. And then you feed them to the gators. Was an asshole. But that's not what you're gonna tell them. You're gonna say that he was an angel and how you miss him so. Hypothetically speaking, if you're hiding a body, put him in a big barrel and fill it full of acid. For nobody to look for, just some water in a barrel from when the rain came through. Hypothetically speaking, hypothetically speaking.
Had it coming.
Well, you know I'm always here for you, baby. hypothetically speaking.
Poor Carl.
Well, my name is Darwin Lyon, and I work on the Grand Trunk Line, moving lumber down at the Miwa Station, keeping all of the engines on time. I work for Mr. Blanchard, though I never met the man. I take his honest wages, and I come home with two tired hands. And it looks like it's raining for the third time today, and I pray it keeps coming down till the river, takes me away. Standing on the platform with a postcard in her hand, even though my shy heart was racing, I inquired did she have a man. Oh, she looked down at the walkway, and the wind told me she was a widow, as she whispered a silent prayer. And it looks like it's raining for the third time today, and I pray it keeps coming down till the river. I spent at the parlor, and the drink got the best part of me, till I stumbled along to the home that we made, just to find she decided to leave. Now I lay here in this gutter while the poison rushes my veins, and I drive any poor man insane. And it looks like it's raining for the third time today, and I pray it keeps coming down till the river. Thank you.
He came knocking down the streetlights, tearing up the new grass on the lawn. He was frightening all the livestock. I could feel him coming on. I lit the citronella, it was all that I had. And I began to feel real bad when the ghost of your father comes to town. What the hell else can you do? I flung open all the windows, put the water on for tea, and let him pass right on through. Took to knocking over furniture, getting into the reception on the wireless. He tore up all the dry goods in the pantry. He was strong and he was tireless. And when the priest came to call, I sent him on his way. I got a tremor in my hand and my feet are made of clay. When the ghost of your father starts pushing you around, how are you gonna make him stop? I took down all the crosses, I let him set up shop.
I warned you, had a bit of everything for you this week. That is the Mountain Goats with the song Cow Die Blowout. That's from the New Asian Cinema 12-inch, a one-sided 12-inch that came out in 1998 on Yo-Yo Recordings. That one goes for very big money. I've still not found it physically, but John Darnell has put that up on his Bandcamp, so you can download that for a nominal fee now while we're all looking for the real thing. I love that one. I love that era, kind of the best of the lo-fi period there, and so pick that one up. Before that, we heard from Billy Strings and the song Milltown Flood. That's from the band's new album, So Much for Goodbyes, which came out August 28th on Reprise Records. He's based out of Nashville. That album is a little bluegrass, a little country, and just excellent songwriting and fantastic playing, as we know. I really, really, really like that record. And before that, we heard from Willow Avalon with the song Hypothetically Speaking. That one features Caitlin Butts there. That's on the new album Pink Pocket Pistol, which came out June 26th on Atlantic Records. She's, of course, based out of Nashville as well. She played here a few weeks ago, and I missed that show because I had to work that night, a rare night that I work, and I'm going to kick myself about that forever, because that album, the more I listen to it, the better it is. That song, of course, is novelty and fun, but the rest of the songs, oh, she was just really, really good. Give that one a listen if that sound appeals to you at all. Anyway, we are out of time here, so I need to wrap things up and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast 795, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website. That's toomuchrock.com, TOOMUCHROCK.com, or find me on your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Turn over to the concert calendar. I see Faytooth is coming to the Record Bar on the 1st. Wu-Tang is playing Morton on the 2nd. Rude Cousin is at Hillsiders on the 3rd. Brent Windler is playing an early matinee at the Replay on the 4th. And then stick around for American Muscle playing later. The 4th and the 5th is also Greaserama over at La Bennett Park in Independence. Unfinished is playing Gnarly House on the 5th. Jet is at the Truman on the 6th. Melt Banana is at the Record Bar on the 7th. Motley Crue is playing at the Morton on the 8th. Unsane is at Record Bar on the 9th. 10th will have Peaches at Liberty Hall. Looking over at the website, one new thing out there, photos, videos, and my thoughts of Sadan, Tra, and Barbelleth at the minibar a few weeks ago, a black metal extravaganza. All right, got time for one more here. I've got one queued up from Russian Circles from Chicago. I'm going to play the song Meridian. It's on the band's new album, Nine, which came out August 28th on Sergeant House Records. This band has been around forever, making post-metal that kind of blurs the lines between post-metal and post-rock. This one feels wonderful in all the giant and extravagant ways that this band is so good at. So we're going to end things here with one from Russian Circles. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.